On this episode of Made for This, I'm bringing you into something new that I'm working on and is launching like right now. It's episode 85. Let's do this. Welcome to the Made for This podcast. I'm Alex Street, your remote mentor, helping you discover and do what you're made for. This podcast is here to make you more confident in who you are and what you bring to the world. Sometimes I bring special guests on the show, other mentors here to inspire you to action. But today is one of the episodes I like to call Made for More episode. And it's just me and you. And we're going to talk about something really special today. Something that I'm working on that I really know is going to change this world. It's called Gen Z Matters. And here's what it's all about. I want to talk about Generation Z, or Generation Z, I guess, depending which part of the border you're on. Yesterday, I launched another podcast. It's called the Gen Z Matters podcast, and you should absolutely go and listen to it and rate and review and subscribe and tell all your friends. But on the show, on this show, I want to talk about three things. I want to talk about Gen Z Matters. I want to talk about why I'm doing this. I want to talk about what I'm doing specifically. I want to talk about how I'm going to do it. It's all new. It's all scary. And this episode is all about the journey of starting something brand new. So if you're thinking of starting something new, this episode will at the very least give you a sense of solidarity and let you know what I've been working on. And it may just give you the courage to step out and make it happen yourself. So today I'm going to talk about the why, the what, and the how of Gen Z Matters. Here we go. The why. Why am I doing something like this? Why am I starting Gen Z Matters? Well, let's talk about what it is just first off. Gen Z Matters is a consulting resource here to help managers and influencers work with, understand, and unlock the potential of the next generation. Generation Z is about 7 to 22 years old right now. They make up a quarter of the U.S. population, about a fifth of Canadian population, and almost a third of the worldwide population. Within the next 10 years, Gen Z will make up 40% of the worldwide workforce. And at that point, Gen Z and millennials will be 80% of the workforce. So you think about the journey that we went on with millennials and specifically kind of getting into the workforce and into organizations and trying to understand what this new generation is like and how they act. Well, we're at that turn again, but with the next generation. And while most people are looking and saying everybody under 40 is a millennial, it's simply not true. This next generation is different. They've grown up differently, and we need to understand how they think, how they act, and what they want. I am so passionate about this, and I want to go in and help businesses and organizations, churches, volunteer organizations, schools, whatever it is, understand this next generation well so that they can work together and all generations can thrive. That's Gen Z Matters. You can find out more at genzmatters.com, and I'm going to dig into why I'm doing this, what I'm doing, and how it's going to happen right now. Let's talk about the why. You see, for me, my journey is really simple. I've always worked with young people. So when I got out of high school, this is all that I've done. I mean, in high school, I went on this journey where I was trying to figure out what I was going to do. Like every other teenager, I always had this dream of being an actor. And so school got finished and I moved downtown Toronto to be an actor. And maybe you've heard this story before, but I was there. I did that. I tried. I failed and I failed and I failed. And I just wasn't built yet to sustain that sort of failure. And I didn't really know who I was. And then a friend said, hey, you should come out west and go to school with me and maybe, I don't know, like go into youth ministry. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, that sounds okay. I was already volunteering in a junior high group. So I was volunteering at my church with this program that's for 11 to 13-year-olds, and I loved it. I loved being around these kids, being able to be goofy and just be there for them and have fun and all the things that went along with that. And I thought, wow, if you can make a career out of this, that's amazing. So I went to school for that and tried it out and gave it a shot and came back and started working at my church. And for the next 11 years, that's what I did all through my 20s. And I got married and had all my kids and all of that, all in that environment as a youth pastor. And then something shifted. It wasn't about the love for the kids. It wasn't about the love for the next generation that shifted. It was something within the environment I was in that shifted. And this is a story that, honestly, I haven't shared much, and I'm probably just going to start sharing a little bit more. Something didn't fit. And I think, honestly, it was me. I didn't fit in the environment I was in anymore. You know, you work in a church and you have to believe certain things and say certain things and teach certain things. And as what I believe and wanted to teach shifted slightly from the main message of the church that I was in, it was really hard to stick around there and to stay around and to be in that environment and be a leader in that space. And so among all of that, we were also listening and looking for, like, okay, what are the opportunities? Where do we go next? Do I work in another church? Do I work in another youth organization? What could I possibly do next? Knowing all along that, yeah, I love the next generation. I love teenagers and believe in them so much. Something happened as a youth pastor when I would be in a room or I'd be in a conversation and I would see a teenager light up when an older person came alongside and said what they saw in them, the potential that that older person saw in that teenager. The teenager would light up. Probably that's the only time that they had heard that. I mean, a lot of the parents that I worked with were amazing people and likely told them that a lot of the time. But for a teenager to hear that from somebody else is a massive, massive moment. And I'd love to be a part of that because that's what I see. I see a teenager and I see potential. I love to pick out things and see what they could possibly do in their life and how they what they do could help change the world. So that's this drive, this passion that's within me. But when I was in an organization where I didn't feel like I fit anymore, well, then what am I supposed to do? How do I do this? So I looked for another organization and I worked with them. And this was another nonprofit and it was actually a mission organization. And I worked with them in speaking to young people and young leaders and helping develop young leaders, all trying to figure out how do I keep my foot in this next generation door while my sort of beliefs and way of life is expanding from what it once was. And it's really tricky. And so I also know that there's something more that I'm supposed to do, and there's some sort of bigger drive that I am supposed to take this message, this passion that I have, out on a bigger scale, not just within the ministry environment, but there can be a message that goes out bigger to the rest of the world, where there's 33% Generation Z in the world. I mean, there's got to be some way that we can affect the entire world. So as I'm working through this over 5 years, really the last 5 years, trying to figure out how do I make this happen, I shifted all the way. I thought it was coaching. I thought it was just speaking, youth speaking at conferences or whatever it was. And over the last few months, really started to realize that maybe there's actually a role here where I can create a consulting resource, a business that specifically goes into organizations and helps them understand and grow this empathy and this love for the next generation. As you understand 22-year-olds and under and what their experiences and expectations are like, I believe that you will also believe that they can change everything. And as we invite them into our organizations, well, they're going to help our organizations change everything. But if we continue to push them aside and be like, ah, you're just a young punk, you don't get how the system works, well, then guess what? Your organization, your business is going to age out and become irrelevant. That's the reality of it. So that's the why. That's why I'm doing this stuff. I need to find a new way to merge generations, to help older generations see the beauty, the passion, the potential that is possible in this next generation. And I'm trying to create a container that I can fit in where I can make that happen. So what am I doing? Well, I'm consulting. This is it. I want to go into organizations and I want to consult. I want to see where you're at and I want to help you understand who Gen Z is, what they care about, what they've experienced, and how you can shift the culture of your place, not very big or difficult ways, to make it much more inviting and a much more relevant and interesting place for Gen Z to be a part of. somewhere that they genuinely want to be a part of. That's what I'm doing. So I am doing a blog. I mean, there's a blog that I'm writing, and that'll be like weekly posts, and those will come out, you know, occasionally, well, probably weekly, but we'll see how those go, because I'm definitely more of a speaker than a writer. And so we've also created a podcast, and myself and two friends who are a part of this journey, Patrick and Ivana, we're working on this together, and we've created a podcast, and that's what launched today. And so that's going to be weekly episodes. Some of them are conversations, some of them are solo episodes, some of them are, I'm going to have some Gen Z experts on to come on as guests and help understand a specific aspect, and that's what I'm really, really excited for. But all of that is really just to sort of drive up the, you know, the understanding and start the conversation so that I can come into organizations or get on the phone with organizations, with managers and influencers, really looking to understand the next generation and work with them. And I want to help. I want to be in those conversations. I want to drive you forward. I want to help you understand the key points, what their experiences have been like. And that's what I want to do, so that our organizations and all generations can thrive together. I'm telling you, if this isn't coming through yet, like, the passion for this is so deep. And this, I believe, is my shot. There's an amazing song in Hamilton, the musical, which I just got tickets for to see in Toronto in February. So stoked for that, because I'm a big fan of the music. And actually have the opening song, My Shot, like totally memorized, and sing it sometimes when I'm in the car all by myself. But the whole thing is that he says he's not giving away his shot. This is his opportunity to step in and make a difference. And I believe that my story up to this point has built me in such a way that this is my shot. And I'm not going to throw it away. And it's going to be really, really hard, but I'm not throwing away my shot. Now, how are we going to do this? I told you the what. I told you the why. How are we going to do this? Well, there is a podcast that just went up. There is a website that is up. I'll be over on LinkedIn talking about Gen Z all day if you need me. I'm trying to make connections and use LinkedIn as my main Gen Z specialist kind of port over there, where I want to be known as the Gen Z specialist on LinkedIn. There's a lot of other connections and a lot of other people doing this, and I want to be a part of that conversation. So that's where I'll be. And the podcast, I need you to share it. The only way to make this happen is if it gets shared, if the conversation sparks, if it becomes alive. And I know we're at the very start of this conversation. I'm getting in at the early stage where people are still like, wait, what? Who's Gen Z? How old are they? Are my kids Gen Z? Are my youngest kids? Who's what? Aren't you just millennials? And I really want to open this conversation and get an honest, intellectual, educated conversation going about how to help Gen Z thrive in the workplace so that all of our organizations can thrive together. This isn't just about them and about babying them. This is about your organization thriving, because you're going to have the best young, innovative talent in there. So make no mistake, I'm doing this new thing as a business. I see this as an opportunity to continue to speak into my passion, but I'm doing this as a business. I'm starting something here to help, but I want to also make more money than I ever have before. And I know that there's opportunity here. I'm on a mission now to see if it's truly possible to take your passion and turn it into something that makes money. So stick along for the ride, because there will be many updates as we go. Wish me luck, okay? Oh, and also, don't just wish me luck, but I would love it if you actually help. Like, if you know somebody who is in a business and is a manager, is in HR, or has trouble hiring people and sticking, helping, or is really frustrated with the next generation, then please pass them along to this conversation. Send them this podcast, send them my information, and let's get a conversation started this way. Go follow at Gen Z Matters on Instagram. Follow it, share it, share the podcast updates, share whatever you can, jump in on the conversation, and also just look at Gen Z, these 7 to 22 year olds. Look at how amazing they are. I mean, they have all the potential to do everything in the world. They're connected to everybody. They have everything in front of them to change all the terrible things going on in this world. And guess what? They care enough to actually make it happen. So let's jump on the advocacy train and go with this together. And there you have it. That's it. Because of my unique story and how I'm growing and moving through this, I'm doing something new. It's time for my shot to help lots of people and to hopefully build a sustainable and successful business out of it as well. If you're trying to figure out what your thing is, the way that I just described me figuring out mine, that is exactly what I specialize in as a coach. Contact me for a free coaching call so we can start the process now, because I believe that it's just a few conversations away from you being able to figure out, pinpoint what you're made for. Or if you're interested in learning more about Gen Z in your organization, your church, or your workplace, check out genzmatters.com and send a message to get that conversation started. Exciting times, my friends. This has been Alex. Now go discover and do what you're made for.